Kerry, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you're very busy at the moment. I know you're getting organised for the John McCarthy AI Summer School. Tell us, I suppose, a little bit of the background about the summer school first before we get into the specifics for this year.
Certainly. Very excited by the AI Summer School. It's a fantastic event. What a lot of people might not know is that the actual RDI Hub building here in Killorglin is named after the Stanford professor, John McCarthy. His father actually hailed from Cremorne, which is only a couple of miles away from the RDI Hub building. And Professor McCarthy was a Stanford computer scientist, and he was known as the godfather of AI. He created Lisp, which is a programming language which powered the early AI systems. And every year we run a two-day summer school event in his honor. So we've run it on a variety of different themes. We've run AI for sustainability, AI for wellness, AI for tourism. Last year it was AI for sports, and this year it's AI for finance. And it looks to be a really fascinating event, and we're really, really excited by it.
Fantastic. And I know it is always a great event as well, and you always get fantastic support, I suppose, or interest in it as well, which is always great to hear. You mentioned there that the theme for this year is AI for finance. I suppose talk us through a little bit about that, I suppose, why you decided maybe to pick the theme and what people can maybe expect from it.
Okay, well, AI has so many applications, and like when you talk about AI for finance, there's so many ways it can be used. We're broadly breaking the theme down into two different themes, with two different days. So the first day is going to be agentic AI, and then the second day is going to be cybersecurity and fraud detection. And so we've a combination of different speakers exploring different themes, and really we've got something for everyone. So I say to people, if you're interested in what AI can do for business, specifically what AI can do for finance, we have something for you. So the event will appeal to different audiences. So we've got the core research, and then we've got the applied sessions. So the core research is where we interview kind of professors, and it's ideal for, say, PhD candidates, postdocs, and graduate students. And then we'll hear from professors like Professor Vasant Dhar from NYU Stern and the Center of Data Science. And he's talking about thinking with machines in finance, the role of AI in systematic and discretionary investing across timescales of minutes to months. Then we've got Professor Kira Heaven of UCC talking about agentic AI in finance, ethical challenges, and leadership responsibilities. And then we'd have Professor Louise McCormick from the ADAPT Center and talking about trustworthy AI governance and the EU AI Act for credit risk evaluation models. So that's something that will tailor to the academics. But then we've also got content for professionals and enthusiasts exploring real-world AI applications. So we've got applied content as well. So we'd have interviews with the likes of Veronica Breen, who's the CEO of Vest Insights, Brian Walsh, the CEO of Ratic, Michael Dowling, he's the founder of Narrative Banking, and they're talking about how they deploy AI in their business. We've also got panel discussions. They were really popular last year. So we've got a panel discussion on each day. On day one, it's exploring use cases. So it's a chance for a kind of a deeper dive, finding out more about how people have used it. And then on day two, we've got a panel discussion about deploying AI, where to start. So it's for businesses of different sizes. You know, what's the best practice and how do you go about it? And then we've got loads of networking opportunities as well. So it's going to be a great event. And there's going to be something for everyone. And it's just a really interesting lineup.
It certainly is. You have some fantastic speakers as well, which is great to see. And I know you always do get great speakers for it. But I suppose AI, it's dominating everything, isn't it, Kerry, at the moment? And it's, you know, I suppose going to probably play a bigger and bigger role as we look to the future as well. So an event like this is hugely important for people as well, especially those, as you said, that are working with finance or, you know, have some input that they'd like maybe to learn a little bit more about or just to hear a little bit more about, because it is going to play a big role. So an event like this, it's invaluable to people.
Absolutely. AI isn't going anywhere. And it's great that we're sitting in a space where we're kind of the connected tissue between business and academia. And we've got a fantastic consortium of partners. So like we're working with Microsoft Ireland, Munster Technological University, the Sci-Fi ADAPT Centre, AI Ireland, Skillnet Innovation Exchange, Connected Hubs, and new partners Flexco and Tech Industry Alliance. So just it's a powerhouse of partners in terms of the businesses that are involved in partnering with us for this event, and just for the networking opportunities. And just, I think people always think that they're, you know, we don't know where to start or we don't know how we could use it. But just learning from other businesses and other companies as to how they're deploying it is always fascinating. And it's amazing how these kind of events can spark ideas and just the networking opportunities. People are really good to share their experiences. So I think opportunities like these are really invaluable. So I would recommend, if you can at all, come in person. It's 2 half days on the Monday, day one on the 18th. It's 12 until 5 p.m. And then on day two, 2. It's a morning session. It's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And as I say, the networking opportunities are fantastic. It's well worth coming in person. It's a free event, so just register on our website. But if you can't make it in person, it's a hybrid event. So you're very welcome to join us online, and everybody is really, really welcome.
That's fantastic. And in terms of the people that you're hoping that will attend the event, who is it specifically aimed at, I suppose?
Again, as I said, there's something for everyone. So for the core research, for if you want to hear the professor speaking, that's for professors, postdocs, PhD candidates, graduate students in AI, machine learning, NLP. And then it's just general business applications for people who are curious about AI, curious about how they can kind of save time or create new AI solutions for their business. It's for anyone who's interested in finding out more about how they could potentially deploy AI or just exploring potential applications for a future date. So it really has broad appeal. So I think, as I say, everybody is welcome.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event. You mentioned networking, I suppose, a little bit there a moment ago. It's always a great way for people, I suppose, to just to chat to other people, maybe to take a few learnings or insights or share their own insights with people as well. So as well as hearing from, you know, the vast lineup of speakers, I suppose, and the people who are experts in the area, you know, there's lots to take away from those people, but there's lots to take away from the people who actually attend the event as well, isn't there, Kerry?
That is so true. Peer learning is such an important part of these kind of events. And it's very much, it's the side conversations that are struck up. And even now, we've had a lot of people register for the event already, like the spaces are filling up fast, particularly for the in-person section. And it's a wide kind of cross-section of like smaller startups through to large corporates. So there's definitely a broad appeal, or there's a common appeal, because you're looking at the same challenges, whether you, like when you're talking about AI for finance, it's not necessarily about deploying a bespoke solution for your business. It could even be something as simple as like, how can we deploy Copilot? You know, how can we speed up time? How can we automate processes? And I think people are curious just to see how other people are using AI. And it doesn't mean that you need to be creating a huge kind of a behemoth of a product. It's just about how you can deploy AI to automate small tasks and just make your business leaner, or just kind of make yourself more productive, because that in itself is saving you time, and saving you time is saving you money. So again, learning from other people and seeing how other people have done it. And it could just start with small wins. You know, if you start automating certain processes, how can you do it? And then, of course, you have to do it in a very mindful and a very ethical way. So it's good to speak to other people and see what's possible and how other people are using it.
It certainly is. And you mentioned as well that it's a hybrid event. So obviously there's the option for people who can't maybe make it down to the hub to tune in online. But it's a great opportunity as well, I suppose, for people, if they are able to make the trip over to Ian Killorglin, to have a look to see your facility and to see what you offer, because you have so much going on there and it is a beautiful facility. So kind of a dual purpose, I suppose, or a dual benefit maybe, if they can get over, because they can see everything that you have going on as well.
Absolutely. Anybody is very, very welcome to attend. I love showing off the RDI Hub. It's an incredible facility. And we're involved in so many different AI initiatives at the moment. So if you want to dip a toe in the waters, for want of a better term, we'd encourage anybody to come down and find out more. And like, we're happy to have any chats, because the whole team are involved in various initiatives. We've got our AI Navigator program, which is a new program that was launched in February of this year, and it's helping SMEs to adopt AI solutions for their businesses. We're also looking into a new AI for tourism roundtable series of events for supporting local hotels in Kerry. And we've run a series of AI masterclasses. I'm personally very interested in generative AI for marketing. The entire team is here. We've all very much got a passion for artificial intelligence and what we can do. So we encourage people to come in and just check out the AI Summer School event. If you have any queries, just talk to us and, you know, we'll see how we can help you, or we'll see what we can do for you. But absolutely, come in, check out the building. If you haven't been to the RDI Hub, it's an absolutely amazing venue, and we would love to see you either in person or remotely. Everybody is very, very welcome. And if people want to register before the in-person or remote, they just go onto our website, rdihub.com/AI Summer School 2025. So that's rdihub.com/AI Summer School 2025. And we would love to see you.
Fantastic. And Kerry, just before we finish up, is there a deadline we'll say that people must register beforehand?
I would say the actual summer school event isn't taking place until the 18th and 19th of September, but the in-person slots are filling up fast. So we've got a limited seating capacity of 50 people, and those are going like hotcakes. So I'd say you can select the criteria when you're applying, whether you'd like to attend in-person or remotely. But what we will do is we'll create a waiting list as soon as the in-person slots fill up. But I'd say, yeah, book sooner rather than later if you can.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like it'll be a great event, and the very best of luck with it.
Thank you so much, Amber. We're really looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a million for taking the time, Kerry.